And first up, in a shocking twist, Michael Jackson's doctor has now clearly denied that he injected the star with any powerful painkiller leading to the pop star's death. Speaking with the LA Times, Dr. Conrad Murray and his lawyer have said that reports that the physician injected the star with a powerful painkiller before his death were absolutely false. Dr. Murray, is the lawyer, also told the LA Times that Murray had discovered Jackson unconscious in his bedroom and the star wasn't breathing at all. He had then checked Jackson's pulse and found it to be very weak. And then the doctor started administrating CPR. The doctor apparently also clarified that he had not furnished or prescribed Michael Jackson with Demerol and that it was Murray who recommended an autopsy to the singer's family in the first place.
Well, Michael Jackson's cardiologist met with detectives and provided information that will help the investigation. The Los Angeles Police Department remained tight-lipped on what transpired at the interview, but said it conducted an extensive interview with the doctor. During 3 hours of questioning, the police say Murray outlined his treatment for the 50-year-old singer. Investigators gave Murray no indication they wanted to talk to him again, but the doctor has offered to stay in town in case he is needed again for questioning.
And after the interview, in a public statement, Dr. Conrad Murray's lawyer has said that, that in no sense was the doctor a suspect in the case. Jackson's attorney also said that Dr. Murray only helped clarify certain inconsistencies surrounding the pop star's manner of death. Murray is understood to have answered all the questions necessary to achieve a better understanding of the circumstances which led to the pop star's sudden demise. The attorney has insisted that Dr. Murray was only a witness and not a suspect in the case.
Now, even though reports emerged that Dr. Murray had no role in Jackson's death, Conrad Murray has a murky record. Dr. Murray, who was hired by Jackson to accompany him on his concert tour in May of 2009, was in deep financial debt and even filed for bankruptcy 17 years ago. Murray also defaulted on taxes. His bankruptcy plays into theories that a coterie was fleecing Jackson for personal gain.
The needle of suspicion was pointed at Jackson's doctor on the same day of the pop star's death. Dr. Murray was untraceable the day Jackson died. The Los Angeles police then were quick to impound the doctor's car. The police then said that Murray was in LA itself. Then they began questioning him after detaining him. The police also said that the initial probe has ruled out any wrongdoing, but Jackson's family members, they have been insisting that Murray was the one who had administered an injection of Demerol roughly an hour before the 50-year-old pop star died.